at Kearney, 72-59. And welcome in Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty. First off, coach, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, we played really good for 30 minutes of the game, and boy, they make you guard, and they make you guard long times during possession. So I'm glad we could get it. They made a little run in the second half, but we got control of it with a big block shot and a three-pointer in transition.
Now, it's amazing what defense can do for you, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we started off, we were kind of – I mean, we saw the back screen oop was going to be there to start the second half off. We get it. We miss it. You know what I mean? We're trying to take control, take that momentum immediately. And Peyton throws it off the back of the rim. Mayum gets the rebound right in front and misses the layup. And that was kind of how that first 6-7 minutes went, where it was just nonchalant. We weren't locked in. It didn't look good. And then we found a little juice with the group, and we ran with them the rest of the time.
Oh, what a nice night for Elijah Comether. And he scores 28 points, but it was one of those things that it just came in the flow of the offense. It, everything came off of what the offense was trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a unique team to play against because they literally just give you the arc, and nobody in the MIAA guards the way they do. I mean, they just pack the paint, and they say, beat us with the shot. And we needed somebody to shoot it because, you know, outside of him and Owen, it was a very low percentage. But they made enough of them. And, you know, I thought where Elijah, you know, 28 was nice, but what I really liked was his defense. What he did with Nebaker, I just thought he was elite on that end of the floor, and yeah, he was special both sides of it. But wow, as a team that prides itself on their defense, I thought he was MVP on that end as well as the offensive end.
And Owen Long, he scores 15 points, but I thought he did a really nice job of being the distributor tonight. He finishes with 5 assists.
Yeah, they just packed the paint on him. You know, he gets in the lane and he kicked it. I think it's a tie for the season high this year with 5 assists. So. You know, that's good. He moved the ball, still got up to 15 points on it. He was pretty efficient, and we could run offense through him late in the stretch.
And I thought another nice night from Nogswell Wasik.
He's coming along, and boy, he looks special right now. And I really like what some of the things he's doing. And, boy, he's looking ahead of his time. Keep in mind, we played this young man. I just called him out in the locker room. You know, we got a couple guys that would like to be playing more minutes, and, you know, you can kind of look at their body language and see it, and we're not going to be dealing with that stuff. And I use Knox as an example. When we decided to play Lavelle because we wanted another person that had the capability of dribbling the ball in the paint, it meant Knox didn't even play the next game. He played 8 seconds that next game, and he could have shut down. He could have had an attitude. But he's like a veteran. I mean, he's just an old soul. He took it. He's responded well, and now he's playing big minutes and doing great things for us.
And it just goes to show you, sometimes you just have to be patient, and when you get your opportunity, you have to take advantage of it.
No question. There's a lot of layers that go into this, and, you know, we've had 10 different guys this year score double figures at any given time. 10 guys. It just shows the balance that we have. So there's going to be nights where guys get into double figures, and there's going to be, you know, when they play, and there's going to be nights those guys off the bench don't play much, and they're going to have to be good teammates and heady teammates, and it's going to be really important for them.
Well, you had the 16-point lead. Kearney cuts it down to a 6-point lead, and we maybe could have seen what happened in Joplin when your ball club trailed and came back and got the game tied and made things interesting down the stretch. But your guys bowed their back and bowed their neck a little bit and went on a 22-7 run of their own to really take control of the game.
Yeah, we stretched that thing out. You know, obviously we ended up 13, just kind of down the stretch. Didn't play great with, you know, the 20-plus point lead. But, no, I mean, we took back control of the game. That was really important for us. And I just thought overall we had good attack points. You know, we played good enough defense. I don't like giving up 53% in the second half. Some of that was late and in it. It was closer to 40% before those last 4 field goals went in down the stretch. But overall, you know, just some good things. Some of these games are sometimes tough to play in terms of, you know, we're playing the last place team in the MIAA, and we're competing at the top. And we still have a group that lacks a lot of internal leadership in terms of student athletes. We have great young men. They don't like controversy. They don't like grabbing somebody to hold them accountable. So they kind of go about business doing it themselves. I think Sam Baker might be the best leader we have in terms of talking to guys, but a lot of it's coming from the coaching staff. When you have that, there can be some letdowns, and it's just kind of the character makeup of our team. You know, Caden's an awesome human being, great person. He's going to be a great businessman someday, but, you know, he's not going to grab somebody and tell them what to do. We need it. It's just not his personality. That's okay. So I get to be the bad guy this year. I get to be the mean guy. Last year, I got to be the nice guy because Jamari and Trey were on everybody so hard. I needed to I needed to build everybody back up. But this year, everybody's so nice to each other. I got to kind of be – so it's kind of good cop, bad cop. But ultimately, our guys found it. It took, like I said, a block shot, a transition three. And that just kind of woke everybody up, including the crowd. Everybody got going. I thought that helped us finish out those last 12 minutes.
You get Fort Hays State on Sunday, so you get a couple of extra days to get maybe rested up a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that'll be good for us that we, you know, some guys play big minutes tonight, like Owen and Elijah, and the rest of it was really balanced across the board. Everybody else should be pretty darn fresh. But those guys will get those guys get a little extra time to go, but so will Fort Hays. I mean, Fort Hays played tonight versus Washburn, so looks like they're
trailing 74-61 right now.
They're going to lose this one. So, yeah, we got to be ready to go versus Hays. It's going to be a big game. They will have now dropped two straight. Excuse me, no, they won by two last game. They lost to Missouri Southern before that. So two of the last three. So, I mean, again, they're gonna come out and really try to pop us in the mouth on the road and fight us, as they don't want to drop another one. So we'll be ready, or at least we'll work to be ready. This group, I can't tell you which group we'll get exactly. I like them. I like coaching them. It's a challenge coaching them every day, but that's why we are employed by Emporia State. That's why we're passionate about what we do. That's why we work hard every day, and that's why we continue to set the expectation really high, because if we keep that bar high, you know, our guys are going to land higher than they would if we wouldn't push them as hard.
Well, congratulations on the win. Have a good couple days of practice. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
That's Emporia State basketball coach Craig Doty joining us here on postgame. Again, the Hornets win it 72-59 over Nebraska Kearney. Time now to select our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
Start the new year with a fresh new look.